Sitkins for Responsible Government is the name Jeff Farver and Mike Littman gave their two-man organization in 2008 when they tried to put a question on Sitka's municipal ballot. Although this case has been going on for 4 years, the ballot question itself is not complicated. Farver and Littman want to give voters the authority to ratify the sale of any municipal property at Sawmill Cove worth over $500,000 and to ratify the lease of municipal property out there worth over $750,000. Their numbers are not arbitrary, and their language, at least in the view of the Supreme Court, is not confusing. In fact, this is exactly how Sitka General Code covers municipal property transactions every place else but Sawmill Cove. Nevertheless, the city of Sitka, led by Municipal Attorney Teresa Hillhouse, has resisted the ballot proposition tooth and nail, first by refusing to certify the initiative petition, despite its having the required number of signatures, and secondly, by continuing to fight the matter after Littman and Farver took the issue all the way to the Supreme Court and, for the most part, won. The justices gave the city an opening, however, by remanding the case back to the trial court in Sitka to resolve some arguments raised during the proceedings, but not specifically appealed before the Supreme Court. And that's where things stand now. Sitka filed its supplemental briefing back in July, and Sitkins for Responsible Government has filed its official response. In the 11-page document, Attorney Joe Geldhoff responds to the city's persistent claim that allowing voters to ratify property sales constitutes an illegal appropriation. He writes, "While the proposed initiative obviously deals with a public asset, the measure does not result in the allocation of an asset entirely to one group at the expense of another." In fact, Geldhoff says, the proposed initiative is the antithesis of a giveaway program and is actually structured to serve as a check on the potentially misguided disposal of public assets. Geldhoff notes that the trial court back in 2008 did not find the proposed initiative to contain an illegal appropriation, and the city did not appeal the issue. That the city brings it up again now, Geldhoff finds curious. He writes, "The city should not now be allowed to again argue an issue previously decided, as if judicial proceedings were like some kind of decisional smorgasbord with an endless opportunity to litigate, relitigate, and litigate again a position on which a ruling has been entered." The brief concludes by asking the Sitka Superior Court to find the proposed initiative sufficient under relevant law and allow the citizens to vote on it. When that will happen is anyone's guess. A hearing before a judge, including possible oral arguments, has yet to be scheduled. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.